Dear esteemed readers, as we embark upon this spiritual journey through the pages of Quran al-Baqarah, Volume 3, Mercy Without Borders, we delve into a realm of profound wisdom and divine guidance. The Quran, the eternal and timeless word of Allah, transcends not only the limitations of time and space but also the boundaries of culture and language. In this volume, we are presented with a rich tapestry of verses, each a beacon of illumination that transcends the limits of human understanding. These verses resonate with a message that extends far beyond the specific circumstances in which they were revealed. They are universal, ever relevant, and eternally pertinent. We commence our exploration with verse 158, where Allah's symbols, such as Safa and Marwa, are revealed as manifestations of His guidance. These verses introduce us to profound insights about faith and guidance, making us question our own understanding and relationship with Allah. Verse 159 warns us about those who hide clear proofs and guidance, urging us to reflect upon the consequences of such actions. We are reminded that Allah is the one and only God in verse 160, with no equal or partner. The repercussions for disbelief and a life spent in opposition to divine guidance are unflinchingly laid out in verse 161, emphasizing the eternal nature of these consequences. Yet, the Quran is not merely a source of admonition, it is also a wellspring of mercy and compassion. We are comforted by the reminder in verse 163 that Allah is the most compassionate and most merciful. These attributes provide a glimmer of hope and a pathway to redemption for those who seek it. Verse 164 clarifies the boundaries that Allah has set for us, including the prohibition of carrion, blood, and pork, highlighting His concern for our well-being. And yet, in verse 165, we are cautioned that some still take others as Allah's equals, willfully disregarding His divine instructions. Verse 166 paints a vivid picture of the consequences of such choices. Those who lead others astray will ultimately face the torment of their misguided ways. The cries of the misled followers in verse 167 are a stark reminder of the consequences of misguidance. The call to humanity in verse 168 is one of universal significance. Allah urges us to consume what is lawful and good, an injunction that holds an array of benefits for our well-being and morality. In verse 169, the connection between sin and temptation becomes clear, revealing that Allah only incites us to commit good and decent acts. The Quran, as the ultimate guide, reiterates the importance of following Allah's guidance in verse 170, reminding us of the stark difference between believers who respond and disbelievers who do not. The example of the disbelievers in verse 171 emphasizes their choice to remain in the darkness of ignorance. Verses 172 and 173 convey Allah's guidance, advising us to partake in what is good and pure while avoiding carrion, blood, pork, and all that is impure. The gravity of trading divine guidance for misguidance and forgiveness is laid bare in verses 174 and 175. Verse 176 emphasizes the truth of the Quran and its divine origin. It offers righteous conduct and reinforces the importance of turning to Allah in worship. Verse 177 reminds us that righteousness isn't merely a matter of ritual practices, but a reflection of our inner devotion and character. Believers are reminded to uphold retribution as an act of justice in verse 178. Verses 179 and 180 provide solace to those of understanding and speak to the essence of life and death, assuring us that death is a passage to eternal life. The verse further emphasizes the importance of maintaining a will to ensure that our worldly affairs are handled according to our wishes. Verse 181 underscores the necessity of adhering to the original terms of the will, while verse 182 addresses the suspicion of wrongdoing and its consequences. Verse 183 introduces us to the significance of fasting in the life of a believer, a practice that instills discipline, empathy, and spiritual growth. It is an act of worship that distinguishes the faithful. Verse 184 delineates the specific period of fasting during Ramadan, during which the Quran was sent down as a guide for humankind. It highlights the Quran's role as a source of enlightenment and guidance. In verse 185, the obligation to fast during this sacred month is made clear, laying down its spiritual and practical implications. It is an act of worship that distinguishes the faithful. Verses 186 and 187 direct believers to engage in prayer, supplication, and intimacy within the bounds of marriage. This guidance underscores the profound spiritual and physical connection between spouses.